Wondering what's the buzz? Then tune into Happy Hours for your dose of All That Matters, the exclusive HR podcast by NHRDN in partnership with Timber Media, podcaster for India Inc.
Hello everyone, a very warm welcome to yet another episode of Happy Hours. I'm Lionel Paul David, Vice President of NHRDN Chennai Chapter, and I'm your host for today. I'm joined by a HR veteran, Amit Das, who is currently Director HR and CHRO, Bennett Coleman & Company Limited, popularly known as Times Group, India's most diversified and profitable media conglomerate. In NHRDN's Happy Hours podcast, leaders speak from their heart, sharing personal stories, ideas, and perspectives. I'm sure from today's freewheeling chat with Amit, we will gain incredible, inspiring, and practical insights from his leadership journey. Hello, Amit. Thank you for taking time to join us today. Welcome to Happy Hours, and how are you today?
Thank you, Lionel. I'm doing fine. I hope you are also doing fine. And thanks for inviting me for this webcast, or the podcast to be precise.
That's great, Amit. Thanks for asking me, and I'm good too. Let's get started. Our show has two segments, and our first is Bottoms Up, a candid chat where we would love to hear you speak from your heart and share stories and anecdotes from your journey. I'm sure you will agree with me that 30 plus years in a corporate world is a long journey. Unless a person is very clear about what matters and what is meaningful, one cannot be so successful, especially in leadership roles. So can you share a little bit more about your passion, purpose, and the aspects of HR profession that you found as meaningful and fulfilling?
Sure, Lionel. First of all, thank you for bringing up something that's very, very close to my heart, and I'm incredibly passionate about it. So as an individual, I think I strongly believe that it's very essential to know your sense of purpose, and which always have helped me to navigate that uncharted terrain like a North Star. So over the last three decades that I have been in this HR profession, I have been following this belief, and I strongly believe that it must have helped me and also people who have walked around me in my both my professional world as well as beyond that as well, to garner, you know, the kind of sense of purpose that I believe in, and also help them get their sense of purpose in life at whatever life cycle stage they are in. So let me explain this with an example. So imagine you are driving on a highway. Now this road that you are traveling represents your mission. But what is also important is to ask yourself, why are you on this journey? And also, how are you going to reach your destination? So now, if you use this analogy in your personal and professional space, you will find your answers, obviously. The why answers your purpose, how maybe the map that is giving you the direction, which are your basically the guiding values, and the different milestones that you achieve on your way to your mission are the various accomplishments that you have achieved. Now, let me explain this in the context of our organization. The Times Group, you know, is India's largest media conglomerate. But we have a core DNA of a 185 years old startup. So in a VUCA business ecosystem where 85% of the global corporations in the Fortune 500 list have disappeared in the last 50 years, I strongly believe that it is our overarching purpose which has helped us in Times Group to sustain our leadership in the media sector for such a long, long period of time. Our endeavor as HR professionals have always been to align the heart and minds of our employees with the overarching purpose of the organization. So with multi-generational workforce that we have today, the challenge has always been to ensure the alignment of the varying needs of and the priorities of our multi-generational workforce with this overarching purpose, and also ensuring that their behaviors and actions that we achieve successful deliverables are aligned with our DNA or the core values, which are extremely close to our heart. So alignment and synchronization of organization and individual purpose has fostered trust and credibility for us as an employer, where employees always displayed their discretionary effort to walk that extra mile beyond their call of duty. For example, when we recently had, say, interns joining from the various premier business school campuses, our primary focus was to honor the organization's commitment on the offers rolled out and stick to their joining date, despite all the business disruptions due to COVID-19 pandemic, in addition to providing them a meaningful learning stint through a virtual mode. Having done that, The next focus was to create an unique virtual internship program which acclimatized them with the company culture, values, and purpose. As a result, these interns today will obviously become our advocates, who will definitely help share their compelling value propositions of our employer brand to thousands of other contacts and associates they must be having. So similarly, our Bennett Touch, which is our employee volunteering program, which is enabled by the right AI and machine learning technology, is another example of this kind of a customized alignment and fulfillment of purpose of each individual employee that we have. So this not only enhances the scale and experience of volunteering, but it creates a hyper-personalized framework by aggregating the volunteering opportunities across numerous NGOs through the right technology, which also provided our employees a convenience and choice in alignment with their own social purpose. So the result that we got is a 56% immediate hike in our volunteering activities in a span of 30 days. And it also helped us touch 15,000 plus lives across various locations in India in a short span of 30 days. When I reflect back, I not only feel a great sense of fulfillment of my own purpose, but my role as a HR leader has also provided me an opportunity to align and fulfill the purpose of numerous human beings with this overarching purpose of different organizations across different sectors that I have served in the last 3 decades of my professional journey.
Okay, that's very profound. You've spent over 5 years with BCCL, the holding company of all the Times Group business entities. Tell us more about what makes you excited every Monday. What are the things that you look forward to and what keeps you motivated to kick butt all week? In spite of all your experience and accomplishments, I'm guessing there could also be a few things that would have kept you awake at night. So please tell us about that and how you handle that as well.
Sure. See, let me first tell you that success of HR function is measured by the value it creates for the enterprise. Mm-hmm. The business stakeholders look up to HR function to bring significant expertise that help them understand the most critical element in their successful delivery, which is by unleashing the power of human capital. So as the HR leader of an organization like Times Group, which is the largest media conglomerate in the country, I'm always excited to engage myself with the consistent and focused effort to harness the talent ecosystem, which creates authentic news and relevant content for the nation on a real-time basis. I'm also extremely proud to be associated with an organization which has played a significant role in the nation building for over 185 plus years, and at the same time has been constantly innovating with a high degree of agility to manage creative disruptions. The current global health crisis, for example, and the unprecedented disruptions in the business world, in my mind, is an acid test for organizations to demonstrate resilience with bold and authentic leadership. The objective is to drive the overarching message that all of us in the organization are collectively managing this business as unusual phase and traveling this difficult journey together by sharing both joy as well as pain. I believe that HR professionals have a massive responsibility of not just business continuity in our own organization, but also in the overall business revival in our country. So as an HR community, we have an immediate responsibility and also at the same time opportunity to gain a much deeper understanding of our most critical asset, our people. So I personally feel excited to envision my role as an architect of business resurgence in the near future. Having said that, what keeps me awake, to be specifically answering your question at night, is the onerous responsibility to help the organization conduct business with a heart and conscience, the ethical responsibility to continue demonstrating our core values while managing life as well as livelihood of our employees, for which we will continue to be remembered in future as an employer of choice.
True. That's great. So building value for stakeholders, harnessing talent ecosystem, nation building, innovation and agility seems to be your daily dose of motivation. Thanks for your perspective on that. Now, I would also like to hear your perspective on what's your definition of success? Has it changed over time? So tell us a bit more about your top 2 or 3 career defining moments or gratifying moments to understand that, so that we understand what gave you a huge sense of accomplishment and confidence over the 3 decades.
Sure, this is an interesting question, Lionel, for which I think we need to first understand the definition of success.
Right.
So how do you measure success? Is it by happiness? Is it by wealth, achievement, reputation, good health, or by having a well-bonded family, for example? Mm-hmm. So everyone in my mind will have different perspective and a different answer depending on what they are looking for at different stages of journey in their own life.
Okay.
So maybe 30 years back, getting my first job from the engineering college campus and mm-hmm. contributing something for my parents with my first salary was success to me. Now, after growing older by 3 decades, I feel my success is to have meaningful impact on the lives of others around me by contributing in their growth and success.
Right.
So the point that I'm trying to make is that although the literal definition of success may not change over time, but the lens that one uses at different stages of one's life cycle makes one interpret success differently. So I have realized over the years that success is not in what you have, but what you are.
Right.
I firmly believe in putting my heart, mind and soul in the executional excellence of the last mile delivery, which mm-hmm. drives the strategic priorities into successful execution. I always believed in finding opportunities in every crisis that I've encountered in my personal and professional life. So my ability to leverage those moments of truth into a successful outcome, which is again aligned with my North Star or purpose at that point of time, have been of immense gratification to me. So
right.
It's difficult to share the most gratifying moment out of all these moments of truth. It's like, you know, asking a parent to choose one of their child as a favorite child. All these experiences have accelerated my learning and enhanced my confidence for the next phase of life. Having said that, I would say that there have been moments in my career where I had to experience a karam sankat, if I have to talk about it, where I had to navigate a delicate and sensitive terrain of being compassionately ruthless in taking certain difficult decisions on few individuals for a greater cause to manage business sustainability and for continuity of a larger employee community. But if I have to reflect back, I get enormous amount of confidence in my business foresight and feel a sense of accomplishment to help the organization navigate through difficult times. It is extremely gratifying at the same time to get blessings from multitude of people who are impacted and touched in their personal as well as professional lives by my behaviors and actions from time to time.
True. So thanks, Amit. I will remember your words. Success is not what you have, but what you are. Reminds me of another quote by Anias Nin, a French writer who said, "Life shrinks or expands in proportion to one's courage." So that our courage is the helping force that helps us or allows us to take chances, make decisions, which occasionally could also result in a failure. You're a fitness enthusiast yourself, and like all great champions who pick lessons from their setbacks and failures, can you share some of your experiences where you have faced some setback or failure and what lessons it taught you and how you bounced back?
Sure. So fundamentally, I think success cannot be achieved without failure. We all fail at some time in something in life, but people with high resilience embrace failure to gain insights and lay the foundations for future success.
True.
So our human brain is an interesting organ. It only accepts what we allow it to accept. So instead of getting bogged down with pain and lose courage from the failure, we must always garner enough confidence to bounce back and try again with better insights and wisdom.
Right.
So failure is simply the opportunity in my mind to begin again, but this time more intelligently.
Okay.
If I have to specifically share something from my own life, I would like to talk about something which was more in my mind a setback rather than a failure at that point of time. So I'm always driven by a latent entrepreneurial bug in me, which made me venture into a technology-centric venture way back in late 1990s, along with a couple of friends. While we started with a big bang, but the Y2K event at that point of time and the related chaos that got created across the globe shifted the priorities of the business world, which came as a big blow to my startups, like any other startups at that point of time.
Mm-mm.
So I'd like to look back at that event more as a setback and my failure to foresee the impact of global economic uncertainty as one of the critical factors beyond the power of idea and strength of our product with which we started. So if I have to look back, the learnings and insights picked up from that failed venture has actually fueled my successful stints as a core leadership team member while setting up new business ventures and new revenue streams across the global geographies with both Indian and multinational organizations,
right,
which I got associated subsequently. So I'm quite certain that my failed entrepreneurial stint has immensely contributed to my becoming a business-centric HR leader who is always driven by the enterprise value creation opportunity.
True, true. So that reminds me of a Henry Ford's quote, failure is the only opportunity where we can intelligently begin again, right? So now it's time to move out to our second section and go full throttle, a fun ride of rapid fire. Are you geared, Amit?
Sure, absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay, so what's your take on future of work?
I think the future of work will be driven by MySpace, which will be location agnostic, technology enabled, with 24/7 access and connectivity.
Okay, and your favorite quote?
Clarity in one's mind drives behaviors and action. And if you have to quote one more, don't wait for an opportunity, create it.
Okay, and if you were to crystal gaze into the post-COVID-19 new normal?
I think it's an agile, networked and collaborative workforce in a digitally connected world of work, which will see a transformation of 3 W's, which is work, workplace and workforce.
Okay. So what would be your one advice to young HR professionals?
I think my advice to them would be to empathize with the employees to help manage their aspirations and continuously unlearn HR to relearn the dynamic capabilities to bridge the expectation gaps of their business stakeholders.
Great, great. And my last question to you, Amit, what are you currently curious about right now?
I think I'm most curious right now with the invention of the COVID vaccine or the curative medicine that can save the mankind.
Wow. Thank you so much, Amit. It was a highly engaging and a richly insightful chat for me, which I thoroughly enjoyed. I'm sure all our listeners enjoyed it as well and had a lot of practical inputs and takeaways. On behalf of NHRDN, and I once again thank you, Amit, for talking to us and for your time. I hope you had a good time as well.
Thank you, Lionel. I really enjoyed my time talking to you, and thank you so much and all the best. Yes.
Thank you. It was my pleasure chatting with you and I wish you well. Thanks everyone who tuned in and listened to this episode of Happy Hours. If you liked our show, do share it with your friends and share your feedback with us. This is Lionel Paul signing off and see you soon in another episode.
Wondering what's the buzz? Then tune in to Happy Hours for your dose of all that matters. The exclusive HR podcast by NHRDN in partnership with Timber Media, podcaster for India Inc.